I'm Benjamin Payne with WVIK News. The incoming superintendent of the Moline School District says that student achievement will be her top priority when she takes over in July. Rachel Savage spoke with reporters yesterday ahead of a meet-and-greet event at Moline High School.
We want to focus on the achievement of all of our students, regardless of any background or any circumstance that they may have. And with a growing population of different types of students coming into the district, we definitely want to be cognizant of that and be able to deliver a program where all students can be successful.
Also high on her list of priorities will be safety and maintaining and upgrading facilities in the school district, a need identified by district residents. Savage's career in education began 24 years ago, teaching high school Spanish in her hometown of Dubuque, but she soon decided she wanted to do more.
I realized that if I was willing to take that leap and to take a risk and advance my education into administration, that I would have the opportunity to affect change and make sure that all kids were treated properly and that all kids had what they needed to be successful in school.
She has spent the past 4 years in Waterloo as the head principal for the school district. Savage will succeed Lanty McGuire, who is retiring. As drivers get used to the I-74 detour in Moline, more police officers are making sure traffic runs as smoothly as possible. Yesterday was the first day Iowa-bound I-74 is closed to allow expanding it to 3 lanes, along with building ramps, connecting it to the new bridge over the Mississippi River. Detective John Leach says officers want to help everyone get where they're going safely. He's asking drivers to leave early and be patient.
We realize that there's going to be added problems even with the route going from Avenue of the Cities, 19th Street northbound to River Drive, because, you know, there's a chance we could have flooding on River Drive. So it could make things challenging for people that are going westbound on River Drive trying to get to the I-74 River Drive on-ramp.
Train traffic could also cause delays.
We're going to have extra officers out during the peak hours, in the morning for a couple hours and in the afternoon for a couple hours to help with this transition. We're afraid of vehicles blocking roadways, you know, trying to get in their turn and that way blocking maybe the north and southbound or east and west traffic. So we're going to try to have some officers out there that try to help get the flow of traffic going.
Leach also says when fender benders happen, drivers should not stop in the middle of a busy street or highway, should pull over or even turn onto a side street. Troopers from Illinois State Police District 7 in East Moline have also offered to help Moline officers if needed. The next Democratic presidential candidate to visit Iowa will be Kirsten Gillibrand. The U.S. Senator from New York will make 6 stops in the state over the course of today and tomorrow, including several along the Mississippi River. She'll start in Dubuque this afternoon with a 1:30 appearance at the Inspire Cafe, followed by a meet and greet with local Democrats tonight in downtown Davenport at 6:30 at the Barrel House. Gillibrand's river tour resumes tomorrow with a 10 a.m. event in Muscatine at the Red Berry Cafe, and she'll travel downriver to Burlington at 12:45 at the Bent River Brewery. Her visit to Iowa concludes with a meet and greet in Ottumwa, followed by a town hall meeting in Des Moines Wednesday night. Gillibrand has made women's equality a key part of her platform. She's introduced legislation to create paid family leave. Gillibrand also led efforts in the Senate to reform how the military handles incidents of sexual violence. I'm Benjamin Payne, WVIK News.